that? Everybody says, what was what? You say, that beam of light, all those colors and you know, leaded sections of different colors. And they say, I didn't see anything. And you say, well, that's not part of the movie. And then you realize this is all a movie to which we obligingly add space and time. What Abinson is in touch with is not a substitute for the I Ching. The NSDAP authorities have taken away all his copies of the I Ching, which he used for plotting his books. Their purpose being to keep him from writing. What this results in, however, is his encountering the animating force behind the I Ching essentially being a transducer of or a construct of like a mechanical computer, what the Chinese call the spirits of the ancestors. And the I Ching is 3,000 years old. We need an updated transducer system or logos. The I Ching is an early form of the logos. And its printout was limited in vocabulary, probably limited in many other ways. In any case, limited. And being in touch with the spirits themselves is a difficult, there's a transcendental mystery. Who are the spirits? What are they? What do they consist of? They're plural. The Elohim in Hebrew. They could be, there are ancestors. If healing is needed, a healing ancestor's spirit services, such as Asclepius. He's working out as a superior transduction system. The transcendental mystery is the nature of these spirits. Who, what, and where, when, and so on. And as it develops, they have a purpose of their own. Like the using the I Ching to answer, no matter what questions you ask, it begins to shape you along certain lines. It lines it, which is really they want you shaped along. Likewise, no matter what transduction system is used, there is a shaping, an educating. It is a tutorial thing. It is a teaching instrument. And what it does to you is develop you along the lines best for you. All of it has a grand social purpose. One of the great plots in the novel Bala System A is the I Ching, more properly the spirits that animated it, are going to overthrow the Nazi tyranny, because they overthrow tyrannies. They are not only educating individuals and improving them, they are educating society and improving it. One way is a slow, gentle, persistent activity against